Ride Like a Girl hit cinemas in a week and a half. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I actually saw it last night, which is really cool. It was incredible. And we're talking to the director in her debut directorial role, Rachel Griffith. You'll know her from Uriel's Wedding as well, and an iconic Australian actress. How are you, Rachel?
I'm very, very happy to be here. I posted a shot yesterday of me by the pool and had about 100 people tell me they hated me from down south because they're having an Arctic blizzard or something. So this is just divine being up in Queensland. I, you know, was born up here and lived on the Gold Coast till I was five, and I think my body temperature's just set to Queensland.
Yeah. You just enjoy it that much.
And Ride Like a Girl too, like, don't get me wrong, it's going to resonate everywhere, but I think it'll be particularly strong in regional areas like Townsville, because, of course, it is the Michelle Payne story, her winning the Melbourne Cup a couple of years back. Tell us, how's it been received so far?
Yeah, look, a lot of Australian films are kind of made for that more urban audience, but this is about a regional family. It's about, you know, a father of 10 that raised his kids after he lost his wife when Michelle, our heroine, was only 6 months old. You know, they're battler Catholic of the land. He ran a dairy farm and continued training at the same time, and all the kids worked as kids on farms and on the land do. So I think it really, you know, I think it really speaks to a lot of themes about living on the land, about what those communities are, about what those big race days mean to the rural economy and a massive part of country culture.
As your director debut on this film, is it true that you actually stalked Michelle Payne down to get this story?
Yeah, we couldn't get an answer from her management because I, like, that day decided that this was the great unmade Australian sports film, because apart from Farlap, and we're a sporting nation, like, we love our sports, and we've got so many great underdog movies, but, you know, stories. But I really don't think we've delivered that kind of iconic hero's story of, you know, has to be 100-to-1 odds, and the girl on the horse, and her brother Stevie, of course, was the strapper on the day. And anyway, so we were bombarding the management and couldn't get any response. So I think it was a month later, I flew up to Randwick, where I heard she was doing a photo lineup. Wow. And I waited in line for about an hour and a half.
Wow.
To get a photo with her, and I sidled up.
You're bloody Rachel Griffiths.
I know. Well, apparently they had, like, the, you know, producers of Forrest Gump calling.
Oh, and, wow.
You know, and she was very overwhelmed because, you know, this is a girl, you know, in the opening of our film, as you know, she says, the real footage, we have the real footage where she says, I just want to win the Melbourne Cup.
Aww.
And there she is 25 years later, you know.
Doing it.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Talk us through the fairy tale as you saw it, because a lot of us are across the story from the news, but what was it about the Michelle Payne story for you? What particular element, or was it a jumble of all of them, but you said this had to be a film?
Well, it's a really good question, because, as you know, I've been, you know, making great television for the last, you know, 12, 15 years. Six Feet Under was one of the greatest shows that really broke through about how rich and deep and amazing television can be. And then 5 years on Brothers and Sisters, which was delightfully silly. It was like watching dessert every week, you know. And I'm a big television fan, you know. I am a binge watcher. I just watch Chernobyl in one day. Yeah. My kids watch the entire season of Stranger Things in one day. So, you know, I think only certain stories really actually suit a film. And I think these days there's so much competition for people's eyeballs with how much good television there is at home, that you need the kind of film that you want to share with people. And this is one of those stories that you can go, you know, share with others, laugh with others, cry with others, you know, spontaneous applause multiple times in the film last night. When she wins her first race, you know, they broke into applause, and when she wins the cup, which is just amazing. So I knew it had that traditional hero's arc. It was the outsider. She's riding 100-to-1. You know, brother's the most unlikely number one strapper in the world that day. She's come back from, you know, huge adversity. But also, you know, I think films just about athletes, good sports films, always transcend their sport. Mm. Like, one of my favourite films is an ice hockey film, and I couldn't, you know, be paid to go and watch an ice hockey game.
Is it The Mighty Ducks?
Yes.
Exactly. Classic.
And I love Rocky. I love Field of Dreams. Yeah. You know, of course, I was in that film, The Rookie, which falls into the category of my favourite film genre, which is, I call it the murker. It's the male tearjerker.
Oh, wow.
It's the male equivalent of, like, Beaches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, when a certain type of guy comes up to me, and he's usually, like, big and kind of soft, and he goes, you were in that movie, and I just know he's going to say it. And he goes, that movie, that got to me. And I'm like, The Rookie? And they go, no, I love The Rookie. You know, because that was, you know, a second chance film. But, you know, look, the men are also heroes in this film because Paddy Payne, you know, he doesn't run around with a T-shirt saying I'm a feminist, but there he is.
Is that the father?
The father. Yeah, he's got, you know, seven girls.
Yeah.
And he only ever saw the abilities of his children. He did not differentiate between what the boys could do, what the girls could do, and nor did he treat Stevie any differently in terms of his work, his chores, and what he felt he could be capable of. So, you know, my first question when she won was, what kind of woman would want to do that? Because I didn't know girls were jockeys. My second question was, what kind of woman would it take to be the first? And it's not surprising that she's the youngest of 10, because I don't know if you're into birth order.
I'm the youngest. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that whole idea of where you are in the family.
Definitely.
Kind of effects. Because when you're the youngest, you're the chaser.
Oh, yeah.
You're always trying to kind of keep up.
And impress. And
exactly. And get attention.
Move
basically.
Ahead of the crowd. Oh, yeah. That's it.
And you have to really work hard to do that. And also, I think youngest are very resilient because our older siblings torture us.
So true.
I don't say that metaphorically, by the way. My brothers literally tortured me.
As an eldest, I'm feeling really out of place right now, I've got to say.
Well, most presidents, apparently, I think, are eldest.
And, really?
They're leaders because they're oldest.
You just assume that, you know, that people will do what you're told because you told us what to do.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, give us the odd pinch or
God, we're
you know,
awful.
Cork.
Yeah, you're awful. Speaking of Stevie Payne, so this is Michelle's brother who is a strapper.
Yeah.
He has Down syndrome. Was he the obvious choice to cast? Because he plays himself in the movie and he is a star.
Look, it's resoundingly what everybody says as he steals the film. Look, Stephen doesn't see himself with his disability, neither is his family, neither did Darren Weir who hired him. And in terms of being a performer, all you want from your actors is you want them turning up and you want them out of their head. Do you know what I mean? You can't, it's so easy as an actor to get that judgy voice.
So
you know,
self-conscious,
Self-conscious and, you know, you're aware when our whole life's work is basically to stop that critical voice, stop that self-consciousness that the camera's just there. Secondly, you want your actors open to what the other actor is doing and responding in, you know, real time with an open kind of heart. And third, you want them making creative choices. And, you know, if that's the three definitions of, you know, your perfect actor for a director, Stephen did all those things. You know, he was always coming up with funny stuff to do. He was always right there with the actor he was working with. There's a bit of improv in the film. He and Sam together are just fabulous. Yeah. And he's just like, he's obviously, you know, in love with Teresa Palmer and she's in love with him. And that bond between them, you know, you can't kind of fake that. It comes from two actors who are just really being open to each other.
We could talk
beautiful
about it all
film.
Day.
We literally could. Yeah. It is stunning.
Look, there is a Chicks at the Flicks tonight at Birch, Carroll and Coyle Event Cinemas if you want to go along to that. But it's in cinemas everywhere from September 26th.
It's PG. There's no swearing.
That's good.
There's no sex. It's incredibly faith friendly, unusually for an Australian film. We really celebrate, you know, what faith means for this family. It is inspiring for girls.
Yeah.
But it's not just a chick flick. As I said, you know, I wanted to make a murker.
It's a murker. not.
And a lot of hard men are coming out a little moist.
Well, I've heard, that everyone is crying this film. And last night there was a lot of tears. So
I cry, like, when you see puppy dogs on toilet paper commercials.
I'm same. Well, so I'm the worst. You've just had a baby, so it just does something to you, doesn't it?
I cried during Australia's Got Talent ad the other day.
I cry when I come out at the airport and there's a family holding a sign. And you know that, it's so important. They've got the sign that someone's coming home. And I just get
someone's love. Go and see the film, support Aussie cinema, Ride Like a Girl, like we say, in cinemas everywhere in just over a week, September 26th. Director Rachel Griffiths, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. We're so engaged.